are listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Representative Warren Davidson, the Republican who represents Ohio's 8th Congressional District, introduced a bill to give states greater discretion in how they spend funds allocated through the CARES Act. Instead of passing a second relief package, Davidson suggests that his legislation would give states the power to use the money they already have more effectively. So joining us now on the phone is Congressman Davidson. Congressman, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for talking with me today.
It's our pleasure to have you. This has been a concern for state and local governments as well, as we just heard in our previous segment with our reporter Jay Hanselman, that they're glad to have CARES Act funding, but they're not so sure about how they're going to shore up other parts of their budget that they believe are directly impacted by the pandemic, but they can't use these funds for that. So talk a little bit about what you're trying to do here.
Well, speaking with the governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, auditor, you know, legislators, local government folks, they all had sort of similar reactions in the sense that one of the challenges is money that's already appropriated can't be fully employed. So it'd be one thing if we were burning through all that cash and still didn't have enough. But the reality is they have a lot of cash on hand that they can't really fully use. Now, there's a difference of opinion as to whether they need all that and more. But either way, to be able to use that money that they already have, they need more flexibility for a longer period of time, or, you know, or they'll just end up sending the money back, which is popular with some folks as well. So that's kind of how it came to be. Just listening with them, we just said, well, you know, why not give them flexibility to make use of the existing dollars before we start talking about spending more dollars?
Do you expect that there will be conversations about spending more dollars?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's held up the bill. I was hoping this would fly through because, frankly, everyone in the country is hearing the same sorts of things from talking to my colleagues across the aisle, across the political spectrum. The challenge for folks that really want to spend more money is they view getting on board with this as taking momentum away from their desire to spend more. And as people following closely know, Speaker Pelosi wanted to spend an additional $3.5 trillion. This just makes use of funds that are already there. It doesn't stop spending more money in other bills, but I was hoping this would just be a clean, you know, vote that could pass, like in a suspension vote, you know, rapid, turn it around, and ideally we would have gotten it to the state, out to the states ahead of, the end of our session in Ohio's legislature, here at the end of the month, and that they could have already had this flexibility going into that. But unfortunately, that's not on the schedule yet.
What areas of state government do you think are most in need of this type of flexibility with the CARES Act funding?
Well, the Treasury Department has tried to provide guidance for police and fire, for example, emergency response, and frankly, especially in the immediate aftermath of reopening America, you know, the response to George Floyd and, you know, recent events there have put huge demands in our law enforcement budget. And so, you know, these dollars are out there and could be used to bridge shortfalls. Those are probably the most essential of essential services normally. And so you look at that. You look at schools going into the fall. While they will have some COVID expenses, you know, they've already seen cuts proposed and made. So, there are a lot of shortfalls all around. And the biggest issue is a loss of revenue, not really directly related to COVID, but the reaction to COVID, where we essentially closed the economy.
We're talking with Congressman Warren Davidson, the Republican from Ohio's 8th Congressional District. When conversations start taking place in earnest about an additional round of funding that could come from Congress, we've already heard Senator Mitch McConnell say that any bill will be authored in his chamber, not yours. And we're not yet sure whether that will even include direct payments to Americans the way one of the previous ones did. I'm wondering two things. One, what your thoughts are on the federal government's response to this crisis so far. And then, if you don't mind, what you would want to see in any additional funding that wasn't there previously.
Yeah, so, Speaker Pelosi already offered a bill. She did it in a completely partisan fashion. The nature of the Senate might mean that they do it in a very partisan way, or it might mean that they work to get 60 votes, i.e. something that could pass. So that inherently means you have to involve some Democrats, which is any number is greater than the number of Republicans involved in the bill Speaker Pelosi put through. And frankly, you have to pass the Senate and you have to have the president's signature for it to become law. So, you know, Speaker Pelosi's effort was really just a messaging bill and set us back in efforts to really respond to the situation instead of advancing it. And that's been, you know, frankly, pretty disappointing. But, you know, that's been the approach. So hopefully we can go a different way soon.
Well, that's the response from the House. She is the leader in the House. But I mean, there have been some pieces of legislation that made it through Congress signed by the president. And I'm wondering what your assessment is of those programs and their efficacy thus far.
Yeah. So if you look at, the CARES Act, for example, broadly, the good news coming out of the economy says that the payroll protection program in particular, you know, worked as hoped for. We saw businesses get these funds and keep people on payroll, bringing people back to work. So between reopening that started happening in early May and the PPP that brought people into the workplace, even if the businesses weren't open, they were on payroll. They provided essential stability for individuals, families, businesses, and in aggregate for our economy. So the economic numbers coming back look directionally very encouraging, and I think that's a big part of the fiscal policy that took place there. It provided some essential stability. Still got a long ways to go to recover, but I think the other thing is no amount of money from the federal government can truly substitute for real demand. And so you have to get information that the whole public deems, you know, credible, that they can move forward in confidence and engage in all the sorts of activities that, supply demand and, frankly, workers need to be confident that they can return to work safely and with full productivity. And I'd say lastly, at full capacity for, some of these things. Restaurants don't break even at 50% capacity.
Congressman, I know we're very tight on time, so in our last 30 seconds that we have, would you support an extension of that bolstered unemployment money and another direct payment to Americans?
Absolutely not. That was a train wreck. The bonus unemployment is, really, if you ask most people, no one really believes you should make more money than you are making in an unemployment. So you're really making money off of a crisis. And people didn't like that when other people were doing it. And, you know, everyone that gets it is going to cash the check. But at some level, I think people recognize, hey, you shouldn't make more money for not working than you make for working. That's, completely structurally flawed. So, you know, that's a complete deal breaker. It's not going to pass the Senate. It's not going to get signed by the president.
Congressman Warren Davidson of Ohio's 8th Congressional District. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
The public libraries are reopening. We're going to talk about the process and how it's worked so far. That's next. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.